As the saying goes, elections matter. And that's proving true once again on the nation's border with Mexico. Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council, the union representing agents of Customs and Border Protection. And he joins me now. Brandon, how would you describe the situation on the border now, the Mexican border? What are your agents and your fellow colleagues telling you? And has it changed at all in the last few weeks as the Obama administration transitioned to Trump?
We actually saw a huge increase from the time that Donald Trump was, President Trump was elected. We saw a huge increase of those people crossing. And when we interviewed them on why they were crossing, we found out that they were concerned that if they don't get here before President Trump takes office, they would be held in custody and that they wouldn't be just released. So everybody understands that the catch and release policy, how it worked under the Obama administration, and they were trying to get here before President Trump took office.
And how does catch and release work?
What happens is when somebody crosses the border illegally, and we detect them and apprehend them, while we're processing them, if they claim that they have a fear of going back to their country, they ask for asylum. And what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to hold those individuals in custody until they appear before a judge, and the judge makes determination, an initial determination on what needs to happen with those individuals. Well, that's not what we were doing under the Obama administration. We were catching these individuals, we would process them, and then we would walk them out our front door before they would even appear before a judge, and they would be told that they would be given a notice on when they're supposed to present themselves before a judge for a determination. And so they weren't even being held to see a judge. They were just being let go the moment we arrested them and processed them.
And you say the number of people trying to do that rose significantly between the election and, say, Inauguration Day?
It did.
Do you have any figures? I mean, do you keep a count? Is there an official tally?
I don't have the figures, but CBP releases those figures on a monthly basis.
What are you hearing now about what to do instead?
So we're already hearing that since he took office, that we're already seeing a decline in the number of border crossers. Now, again, until the official numbers come out, which they don't release until the end of the month, until the official numbers come out, we're not going to know that. But the numbers will still be skewed because he didn't take office but a mere few days ago. And so we still had 20 days in January in which the catch and release program was still ongoing.
But your members, the officers on the line, are saying they can tell the difference.
Yes, they can.
Now, let me ask you this. The president has called for the hiring of 5,000 more Border Patrol agents. What's your sense of how that will help, and what will it take to get those people inculcated?
We have an academy program that they have to go through and they have to pass. That program takes about 20 weeks for the individuals to pass the academy, and then we get them out to the field immediately to get acclimated with the job, and they'll ride with their field training unit for several weeks, and then they'll get put with journeyman agents. And so it doesn't take too long to get agents from the day they're hired and get put into the academy till they're out in the field and actually doing the job. And the 5,000 agents will absolutely help us. The more agents that we have, the better we're going to be able to secure the border.
We're speaking with Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. And what's the feeling in the council and among your members about just the general change in policy that you sense coming?
There's an extreme excitement. We have been asking, and although I'm the president, I'm also an agent. So I do go in the field and I do patrol the border just like any other agent. I'm just elected to represent the agents. But there's a buzz in the agency that I've never seen before. We've been asking for more work for years now. We've been wanting to do our jobs. We just haven't been able to do our jobs. The agents look at it as if we're the ones being handcuffed instead of the criminals, because we just have not been able to do our jobs.
And when getting back to the catch and release idea, it's hard to picture, because if someone's coming in illegally in the first place, are there any that do get turned back at that point just because they are illegal?
There are. But right now, it's right about 7 to 8 out of 10 of every person that we arrest crossing the border illegally, we just turn around and we let go into the United States without appearing before a judge. 2 to 3 out of the individuals that we arrest crossing the border illegally, we will send them back.
So of these 7 or 8 out of 10, where do they tend to go? I mean, they've got to get a bus out of there somewhere. I mean, they're at a border control.
Oftentimes, that's at the taxpayer expense. We actually pay. We give them bus tickets at times. But normally, what's funny is normally most of these individuals that we arrest, that we give bus tickets to, most of them are coming back east.
Coming back east meaning?
To the East Coast. So we arrest them on the West Coast, Southwest border, and most of them that we get bus tickets for, they're coming back to the East Coast. It's funny because the individuals that we arrest from Brazil, when the catch and release program was going on with the Brazilians, almost every single Brazilian that we were releasing were either going to Boston or Atlanta.
How do we interpret that?
It just means that there's large communities in those cities of people from Brazil.
And so in theory, they're supposed to appear before a judge at some point, but at that point, it's beyond CBP's purview.
It is. In theory, they're supposed to appear before a judge, but it's estimated, and again, I don't have the official numbers, but it's estimated that about 70% of the individuals that we just released, they never appear when we give them a court date to appear.
Wow. So catch and release then is going to be scaled back, meaning that you expect to send more of them back across the border?
Yes. And please understand that when we say send them back across the border, that would indicate that we're sending them back to Mexico. We send them back to their country of origin. So if they're from China, and we arrest them and we deport them, we send them to China, not back to Mexico. If you're from Guatemala, we arrest you and we deport you, we send you back to Guatemala. So it's not just Mexican citizens. Know that there is this great misnomer in this country that all we do is arrest people from Mexico, and that is as far from the truth as anyone can realize. We arrest people from everywhere. We arrest people from Ukraine. We arrest people from Poland that are crossing the border illegally. We arrest people, like I said, Brazil, South American countries. We arrest people from all over the globe. They're just making their way up to the border through Mexico, and we end up arresting them on the United States-Mexico border.
If you send them across back toward Mexico, Mexico wouldn't accept them.
No, they well. I've had to deal with this many times. I've arrested many people from countries other than Mexico. They claim to be from Mexico because they would rather that we just send them back to Mexico because they can just cross. They can just try again in a day or two. But when we send them to Mexico, then the authorities in Mexico, they interview them, determine that they're not from Mexico. And they give them right back to us.
Not back to Guatemala or Brazil or Ukraine or China.
No. Even though they came up through Mexico into the United States, when we arrest them on the United States-Mexico border, if they claim to be from Mexico and we send them to Mexico and the Mexican authorities determine they're not from Mexico, they give them back to us and we take them, even though they came up through their country to cross our border illegally.
And do the bulk of the people that you catch come through the border crossings that are
in between? I don't work at the border crossings. Those are called ports of entry. You have two different agencies. One is called the Office of Field Operations. They're the ones who work at the ports of entries. And then the agents that work between the ports of entry, that's the Border Patrol. And I work between the ports of entry.
And that's where presumably a wall would go should it get built.
Correct.
I guess it's safe to say the union supports that particular construction project.
We do. Agents absolutely support walls in strategic locations that will help us do our job better.
Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.